This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Saw them. Donald Trump Jr. saw them too. He stopped by their booth. There's a reason everybody looks at their parts and all of their stuff. And I've never talked about their Glock parts. They have Glock parts, just crazy stuff. So check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. I've talked about the NRA with Rob. I've talked about the NRA with Mark, and now I'm going to talk about the NRA with you. And I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen. Okay? The NRA, the problem with the NRA right now is there is no, it's not about the NRA anymore. This is all about the cult of Wayne LaPierre. We have no plan B. If Wayne LaPierre goes away, if Wayne LaPierre passes away and he's in his 70s, which, you know, people die every day. He's in his 70s. So, you know, how much longer are we still going to be saying Wayne LaPierre, executive vice president, when he's in his 90s? The NRA exists to serve the membership. If you are an NRA member, and I'm not advocating that you not be an NRA member, but, I mean, the only money they're going to get from me is my membership dues, and I'm only going to buy it 1 year at a time, because all of these lifetime NRA members, if New York State has their way, there's not going to be an NRA. And there's nothing like buying into something for long term and then waking up one day and it's not there. Here's the other problem. I have no issue at all, like I said, with anybody at Ackerman McQueen that works for NRA TV, that works in their media department or whatever. But the plain fact of them, I mean, do you watch it? Do you listen to it? Do you subscribe to it some way? For a lot of people, NRA TV is just something that they know NRA has, but nobody watches it. Nobody sees it. And yet, NRA TV has really impressive production capability. I mean, they could do a major motion picture. They could do any television show they want. They could do any musical they want. They could do any radio show they want. And they have all the apparatus in place to do that, and it's only happening on NRATV.com. In my business, in what I do, and what Mark Walters does, to a degree with what Rob does, everything we do is performance-based. So if we fail to perform, then we fail. Even if we succeed in performing, our success is going to be based on what we do the next day and the next day and the next day. Yesterday, for example, yesterday I was sitting here and I was on Mark Walters' show. And we got a phone call that my grandson was headed to the emergency room, and we were needed. We were needed there to take care of the granddaughters while my son and my daughter-in-law were taking care of my grandson. So we had to go. And the whole way I'm going, I'm like, I'm losing a day of this fight. Heretofore, you know, with all of the health issues I've had and everything, I have sat around lamenting, am I ever going to get better? I mean, this is radio. This is not like I'm out there having to carry bales of anything for miles and miles and miles. I'll just have to be able to talk. Even now, even though I don't sound like I should sound, I feel great. So there's no reason for me not to be here. And you deserve it. I mean, if you're listening to the show in the first place, you deserve to get fresh content. And NRA TV is just not delivering on what they're, I mean, I can assure you, I can assure you that nobody pays me $42 million to do what I do. If they did, you can't imagine what you would get for that. I mean, $42 million, if I had a $42 million budget to work with each year, oh my God, you can't imagine what we would have on that one. But that's beside the point. Part of the problem here is that up to this point, I don't think anybody's ever asked for itemized billing. NRA and Ackerman McQueen have this incestuous relationship between the two of them that is, it's rather disturbing to sit there and at the same time see those guys there at the NRA annual meeting acting like everything's cool. And once again, it was the, you know, it's the higher ups at Ackerman McQueen. It's not the Colio Nawars or the Dana Lashes or the, any of those people that actually do the work. But, you know, nobody's hearing them there. And at the same time, you've got the NRA hierarchy walking around like, oh, hi, you know, trying to act like everything is everything. Everything is not good. Now, if they had made a change, if Wayne LaPierre was out or whatever it was, then what's probably going to happen is still would still happen. But the membership, I think, would have rallied around them over this if they had actually done what they needed to do. Which what they need to do is they need to cut all ties with Ackerman McQueen. Yeah. Not gradually do away with it. And they need to cut ties with Wayne LaPierre and Josh Powell and a few other people. And they need to get rid of them and bring some sanity back to it. Gun Owners of America operates on $2.5 million a year. The entire organization operates on $2.5 million a year. That's all they get in. They, you know, they take contributions and that's what they get. And Wayne LaPierre got twice that himself last year. And that's unnecessary. That's unnecessary for this rights organization to be paying out salaries like that. Completely unnecessary. So, but what they face now, the problem they face is that based upon New York state law, which is where they are incorporated, which means they fall under New York state law, New York state is looking at what's been happening with Ackerman McQueen as a sign of impropriety. And they're also looking at the board, which the board has always been kept in the dark, and they've never insisted on anything. And they're looking at the board as having failed a fiduciary duty. You know, whenever you have a board of directors, their fiduciary duty is to make sure that the overall health of the company is good, that it's making whatever profit or, you know, whatever their sustainability mechanism is, that it's making that. And then after all that is said and done, then they can look at themselves a little bit if they want to. But none of the board members on the NRA take a salary for it. They're all volunteers. So we're going to see. But whatever is coming, it's definitely coming. And the fact of the matter is that NRA is not interested in changing right now. At least it's not going to be allowed to change. And we may wake up and there may not be anything there left to change. If New York State has their way, legal or illegal, that weaponization, it's in motion. Simple reality. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. The Bill Proof Project. It's sitting right here behind me. It is one of the finest ARs that I have ever owned, and it came to me in a box of pieces. And you can do the same thing. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Did you know that apparently Trump does not use all the powers of the presidency? It has to be that way because Kamala Harris is talking about what she's going to do when she becomes president. She was on her one-hour town hall, and she was asked what she would do to end school shootings, which, by the way, there is nothing that can be done to end the attempts. There's only things that can be done to defend against them. In the same vein as any inevitability out there, when you're walking around in a state of normal life, if somebody is going to step into that, into that situation and try to do something bad, they're going to at least start. There is no prevention if you're going to allow people in places. Sure, shy of the fact that unless you're going to fortify it and make it where you've got concentric circles, make a sort of a green zone in the middle of it, they've got to come through, they've got to show they don't have weapons before they actually get to where they can do something. And there's got to be people there to deal with them if they decide to get, get sort of hostile. If you're going to do that, now you might actually prevent them doing something inside there. But nobody's going to allow for that because that just shouldn't be that way now, should it? Kamala said, "I'm sure that there are many students here who, while you were in high school, even middle school, that you had to participate in a drill, right?" Which I never had to. "Where you were convinced or convened and talked to you about how you needed to run into a closet because there may be a mass shooter roaming the hallways of your school. And in America, that should never have to happen. Conversations take place every night between students and their parents. What? Why do these things have to happen? Why do we have to have a drill like that?" To which, of course, the response is because there are people in Washington, D.C., supposed leaders who have failed to have the courage to reject a false choice, which either suggests that you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. So, apparently, you can pass a law and nothing bad will ever happen once you pass that law. I'm pretty sure it's probably illegal to kill someone if they're a female student and they think you're the Uber driver, like happened here in South Carolina here recently. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. And yet, it happened. She continues on, "Supposed leaders in Washington, D.C. have failed to have the courage to recognize that, you know, when you want to go hunting, fine, but we need reasonable gun safety laws in this country, starting with universal background checks and a renewal of the assault weapon ban. But they failed to have the courage to act." And apparently Ben was asking this question, and she goes, "So Ben, here's my response to you. Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action. And specifically, what I'll do is put in place a requirement that for everyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they are required to do background checks when they sell those guns. I will require that any gun dealer that breaks the ATF take their license and buy. By the way, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, they've been doing a lot of the A and the T, but not much of the F, and we need to fix that. On the third piece, because none of us have been sleeping over the last few years, part of what has happened under the current administration is they took fugitives off the list of prohibited people. I put them back on the list, meaning fugitives of justice should not be able to purchase a handgun or any kind of weapon. So that's what I do." Don Lemon of CNN said, "Would this be your first executive action as president?" She said, "Well, it depends on what else happens. That's after 100 days. Let's see what happens in the first 100 days. Here's the problem. Executive actions can't make law. Executive actions can only enforce existing law. You can't get out there and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. On her website, she talks about her plan. Mandate near universal background checks by requiring anyone who sells 5 or more guns per year to run a background check on all gun sales. Revoke the licenses of gun manufacturers and dealers that break the law and take the most egregious offenders to court, regardless of whether they're protected by the PLCAA. So here we're going to just decide not to enforce a law that's in, you know, we're just going to bypass that. Forget that. I'm doing that. Reverse Trump's dangerous change to the definition of fugitive from justice, which has allowed thousands of fugitives with outstanding arrest warrants to buy guns. And this one. Close the boyfriend loophole to prevent dating partners convicted of domestic violence from purchasing guns. The boyfriend loophole. I didn't even know that one existed. And remember that she is suddenly a gun owner, something she hasn't said before, recently said when she was in Iowa. And that's just pandering. She's not a gun owner. A little, it's interesting to note that she's completely wrong when what she says about firearms transactions. Universal background checks will not make us safer. Right now, the NICS is not complete. 38 states provide 80% of their convictions, meaning not all criminals are in the system. So how many criminals really try to purchase a firearm from a gun store? Not very many at all. Hardly any. Even the DOJ's confirmed this. Gun controllers are quick to turn private party transfers into something that needs a background check. So if your dad wants to hand your grandfather's gun down to you, you'd have to have a background check for that. So do you want to go hunting with a buddy and you need to borrow their gun? You need a gun background check for that one too. FFLs jumps through flaming hoops in every direction every day. So they're not going to be breaking the law. Kamala Harris may have been a prosecutor, and she may have been California's attorney general, but she doesn't know squat about federal firearms laws. She's out here making those up as she goes, and she's saying to America, "I'll make up laws as I go because I'll be president." Okay, sure thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States learned that Venezuela's disputed President Nicolas Maduro was ready to leave the country amid protest violence and calls for his ouster. That is, until Russia convinced him to stay. National Security Advisor John Bolton does say, though, it's time for the Maduro regime to go.
Well, I think from the perspective of the humanitarian crisis that we face in Venezuela, I hope this is enough to tip Maduro out of power.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor was found guilty by a jury on Tuesday in the 2017 death of Justine Diamond, an unarmed woman who was fatally shot shortly after she called 911 to report a possible rape. Noor faces up to 15 years in prison, and President Trump welcomed Joey Logano and his Penske Ford to the White House today. Logano is a 2018 NASCAR Series champion. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. When it comes to the well-being of our youth, and I'm talking about kids in school, you would think that we could all get on one bandwagon and decide that provoking unnecessary fear should or could be avoided. And that apparently is not the case. Especially when it comes to pushing the narrative that changes are urgently needed to America's gun control laws to keep school children safe from an epidemic of gun violence that is spiraling out of control. Now, the truth of the matter is currently that schools are as safe as they've been in the last two decades, and yet the polls show the public believing the opposite to be true. Now, I will tell you this. We could make them very, very safe. And we could make them less of a target if we simply did one thing, which would be allow the voluntary teachers of these schools to go into the schools armed. Let them train to be defenders. Yes, I know that they're not SWAT cops. I know they're not cops. They're not SEALs. They're not soldiers. I get all of that. But then again, they don't need to be. All they need to be is there and trained. And then we simply, you know, we have publicized that schools are gun-free zones. That has been publicized to death. We've got these nice little plastic signs that show a school to be a gun-free zone. We know that schools are gun-free zones because the law says so and all this other stuff. Getting out there and saying that this is a school, you know, a gun-free zone, that's a gun-free zone, that is waving a red flag in front of a bull. Now, there are those who would tell you, and I'm the first one, school shootings, school rampage murders are rare. Very rare. So a school is a very safe place to be. As a matter of fact, it's more dangerous for a student to go to school than it is to be in school. According to an Economist YouGov poll conducted this past April, 61% of America thinks students and faculty today are less safe from firearm-related violence in schools than they were in 1999. The poll additionally revealed that two-thirds of the respondents believe school shootings have increased during that time frame. And the article summarizes the results stating, well, over half the public say they have heard a lot about firearm-related school violence, part of which may have caused so many Americans to say that school shootings have increased and not decreased in the last 20 years. Now, reality is where we should make our basis for changing policy, not perception. And reality shows that there are preventative measures we can take, because these rampage killers do not want to run into somebody that's going to fight them back and maybe stop them. Northeastern University professor of criminology, law, and public policy, James Allen Fox. I've had him on the show once. Maybe I need to get him back. He's waged a lonely campaign to bring a dose of reality to the modern discussion of firearm-related violence in schools. He is an avowed supporter of gun control, but he seeks to reassure students and parents that, contrary to what they hear in the media, schools are a safe place. He has published research showing that shooting incidents involving students have been declining since the 1990s. And with a comment, he said, there is not an epidemic of school shootings. He also responded to the wave of media stories marking the 20th anniversary of Columbine by admonishing readers in a USA Today editorial that the level of fear is inconsistent with the risk. And the article goes on to suggest measures that can be taken to promote a safe school environment without sending students and faculty on an exaggerated message that the bad guy is gunning for you. Fox News blamed cable news and social media for promoting inaccurate perception. Fellow gun control advocate Garen Wintemute of the University of California agrees with Fox, telling NPR last year, schools are just about the safest place in the world for kids to be, although each one of them is horrific and rivets the entire nation for a period of time. Rampage killings at schools are really very uncommon, and they are not increasing in frequency. What has changed is how we are aware we are of them. The statistical likelihood of any public school student being killed by a gun in school on any given day since 1999 is 1 in 614 million. That's far lower than almost any other mortality risk a kid faces, including traveling to and from school, or catching a potentially deadly disease while in school, or suffering a life-threatening injury playing interscholastic school sports. So given all of this, it's not only inaccurate for the media to portray firearm-related violence in schools as an increasing threat that should preoccupy America's students and teachers, it's unethical and subordinates the peace of mind of young kids to a political agenda. Instead of causing all this fear, we should be celebrating the fact that schools are getting safer, and we should provide reassurance, not any sort of additional trauma, to children saturated by today's agenda-driven and very misleading media environment. We should be doing the opposite of what's going on right now. If we simply made the same choices they've made in Ohio and Colorado and Arkansas and a few other places, Texas, you know, if we made those choices, when was the, I can't remember the name of the county in Texas. There's one county in Texas that's been allowing armed teachers for years, 7 or 8 years. I don't, maybe 10 by now, but, I can't remember the school district, but they're so far away from the first responder that, you know, it would be horrific if they didn't do what they do. And all of these schools are very smart about this. They, you know, they have a little secret group of them that are going to do this should the time come. And to date, I have never heard of that actually being brought into play because they publicize the fact that we are armed and we will defend the students. Doing it and advertising it means you won't have to do it. The polite society part of it comes into play. So we could do some stuff right now today to make sure that students are safe. But prevention is one thing. The other thing is going to be defense. And defense is going to begin when the incident starts. Period. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Some of you have said, well, you know, if you do like you did with that AR, it's going to be more expensive than if you buy an AR. In some cases, yes. But like I've got a Bill Frady 15 sitting over here, and it, you know, there are certain things to be said for a gun built by you. I didn't know that before. I know it now. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, do you remember when you were a kid? When we were kids, we grew up pretending to be grown-ups. We were doctors or cowboys or ballerinas or truck drivers, and we built forts and we made up languages and we played school. We imagined our way through grand adventures, and then little by little, we grew up and we turned into adults. Even those who actually became doctors and cowboys faced the reality of those challenging professions. Or you didn't, and then you took up voting Democrat, ranting around in marches and running for office instead. It's hard not to notice how little growing up those on the left have actually accomplished. They live in la-la land in Leftlandia, saturated in fantasies filled with pots of gold at the ends of an LGBT rainbow. And they never touch down. They just look at the fairy tale multiverse they swoop around in. Let me give you some examples. Number one, Leftlandians actually believe that the world's climate is something that they can control, that man is so much greater than the God who created the world, that humans can use so much toilet paper or so much gasoline that they can undo creation. They also believe that using fossil fuel to generate electricity with which to run our cars is somehow more environmentally sensible than just using the fossil fuels directly. And when someone points out that the damage, both human and environmental, done by building all these lithium batteries, the Leftlandians just cover their eyes and holler, la, 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 la. Number two, in their unicorn-inhabited world, they can pass laws forbidding plastic straws and shampoo bottles and assume that this terrible sacrifice is going to clean the oceans of the trash dumped into it by billions of people in the third world. Number three, they actually believe that they can impose tax hikes on the wealthy and on corporations, and said entities will just sit and take it. It never occurs to the left that anyone smart enough to get rich in the first place will be smart enough to hide their money offshore or move their business to a less onerous tax environment. Do you remember the little girl in your neighborhood who always wanted to boss everyone around and how mad she'd get when no one wanted to obey her? That's the left. Number four, they continue to pretend that Marxism is a useful worldview. Evidence preserved in gruesome history and the current starvation of the Venezuelan people and the North Korean people notwithstanding, they insist on the efficacy of the destruction of capitalism. And they do this by while eating food produced by businessmen farmers, driving cars manufactured by corporations, and wearing clothes designed by designer entrepreneurs. They fail to see the contradiction. Bernie Sanders, the consummate socialist, just declared that if you write a best-selling book, you can be a millionaire too, evidently unaware of the about-face he just committed. They believe that they can tell doctors that they now work for the state and can only earn a state-approved salary. Never occurs to them that many of our doctors will just quit being doctors. Free health care is a delicious fable, but not if there's no health care to be found at any price. It is not a magic bean, after all. They believe they can pretend to be a gender other than what they were born with, and that if they can browbeat the rest of us into playing their game, then that becomes true. They even believe they can make up new genders no one's ever heard of before. And they might as well imagine themselves to be unicorns as far as reality is concerned, but they're not concerned with reality. It's all play-acting. They believe that they can fake their way into college, go there and spend 4 years sitting in classes like vegan studies, smoking dope and drinking beer at frat parties, and then they walk into the real world and get rich. They think they could do this with a college loan debt in six figures and no practical skill. And they think that their plan to soak the rich won't apply to them. In Leftlandia, folks are they're comfortable with declaring women's rights with half their words and supporting Islam with their wife-beating, woman-hating, girl-mutilating way of life and with the other. They don't find it weird that Linda Sarsour, outspoken proponent of Sharia law, would or should be leading a woman's rally. They do have trolls and goblins in their world, but they aren't real. Leftists aren't afraid of Christians, but not of Muslims. They are afraid of Christians, who clearly state that they want to kill us all. They are scared of Jews and white people and men. They evidently see, infants as dangerous as well, since they seem so comfortable about killing them too. They believe all evidence to the contrary that humans are all basically good, as long as you don't include Christians and Jews and white people and men. Therefore, any failings they're faced with, the fault of, that's the fault of society, or in other words, the aforementioned groups and the NRA. Can't forget that. And as a corollary, they believe that war and crime can be erased by everyone just getting along, which somehow doesn't mean that they have to be kind of Christians and Jews and white people and men, especially men who are white, Christian, and Jew, if they can be both at the same time, who belong to the NRA. They are staunch defenders of license. Not liberty, mind you, just license. But even more staunch believers in equality, for which they are willing to ditch freedom, especially freedom of speech. Speech is dangerous and can pop their balloons, so that's got to go. And speaking of language, in their postmodern, deconstructionist, intersectional world, words aren't important. They can mean whatever a leftist wants them to mean. A white nationalist used to be a neo-Nazi skinhead, but now it refers to conservatives in general. A racist used to be a person who based his opinion of people on the color of their skin. Now it means anyone who would write an essay, maybe discussing what I'm talking about now. Words are bludgeons. And no good leftist has any reverence for the sacred contract of language. So in their fairy tale world, no actual truth exists and no moral code either. So there's no need for honesty. They believe that the color of their skin matters. They believe their country of origin is important and should be worn like a battle scar. Which brings up a whole other facet of the narrative. They pretend that they aren't really individuals, that they are nothing more than cogs in whatever gear they think they've been oppressed into. And I suppose this saves the trouble of actually having to take responsibility for their own lives, but it makes them slaves. And they also believe they can't lose. The Trump win in 2016 cracked the magical snow globe they live in, and now the emptiness of the Mueller report has dealt it another terrible blow. But not to worry, the fantasy must go on. They're sure that if they yell collusion loud enough, Trump will dissolve into a flurry of fairy dust and be gone. And the problem with all of this is it's impossible to talk to people who live in this kind of a place. They don't speak the language of truth or practicality or reality, and they're still pretending to live where the government is Rumpelstiltskin, spending gold out of flax. And how can we work to solve problems when all we have to work with are petulant children who are still waiting on their fairy godmother to bring them a dress for the ball? Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.